Hello, everyone. Can you believe how long my episode one recap was? I'm proud of myself. I'm just like Micah, you know. I'm cute, I'm nice, I have a big butt, and I'm proud of myself for having such a long episode for just one episode. Talking about only one episode of a reality show. That is not like me. If you guys know, my episodes tend to be short, and they tend to be short while I'm discussing like five episodes. So, shout out to me. I just was able to go off on different tangents, and now I'm feeling pumped. It is 8:24 p.m., y'all, and I'm trying to get through all nine of these episodes. And I also want to talk about other stories. Like, a bitch is good at, like, I need to pull an all-nighter. I have so much I need to cover. But my notes for episode two are very, very brief. So let's see how long this episode lasts. So episode two, it says, my very first note says, Tolu and Dom have a date. Okay, so Dom was doing a lot of acting. Dom wants a white woman. And here is where I have a lot of issues with Netflix. And I don't want to go too deep into it right now because, for reasons I will not mention, but I will say that Dom is corny. He is nerdy. He has too many tattoos. I don't like his style. I don't like his fashion. He looks dirty because, like, when you're that, like, it's not for me. Like, his look, the presentation, it's not giving smells good, showers at least once a day, is gonna break it down in the bedroom, is a vibe. Like, he comes across to me like a mouth breather, and I'm not into him. I'm sorry, because he played Tolu. So, F you to Dom, and Tolu needs to figure out that someone like him is on the show just for clout, and she did not pick up on all the signs because there was like all this push and pull with this man, and I'm so happy he struck out. So happy. I love it. So that's what I gotta say about Dom. He's not for me. I didn't see a season where he apparently is crying over all the white women, didn't want to have anything to do with the black women. He just needs to like get him off my screen. Like, and why did his girl cheat on him with Harry again? Didn't I just say that he doesn't come across like he lays good pipe? Okay, moving right along. So we got Chris and Dominique. They have a date. And okay, I mean, why did Dominique say that she is bisexual if it was a problem for Chris to bring it up later? Pick a lane. If you say that you're bisexual, you know that people are going to have certain questions. Don't get upset when people ask the questions that everybody else has asked your ass. If you don't want to be questioned on something, don't bring it up. Dominique has a real stank attitude on this show. She really wasn't enjoyable, and I'm glad that Chris played her. I don't think Chris liked her at all at any point, but Chris was like, I'm gonna do what a Chris knew how to play her just to stay in the house. Mad respect, she fell for it. Moving right along, so Harry is happy to see that Dom is in the house, even though Harry, as I just said, he slept with Dom's girlfriend while they were together. Like, Harry has, he has Riz because everybody, like, people seem to just like be won over by him, and then when he gets your girl, like they're not even upset. They're like, they get over it. And it's so true. Like, someone was saying how like men could get over it when they sleep with the same woman, but women can't. And I will say, like, yeah, I'm not into the whole like I slept with him and you slept with him thing. Like, it seems like a mental block with a lot of us women. And of course, if we didn't care about the guy, we're like, please have your fun. Like, let's compare notes and laugh at his ass. But if we had feelings for him, I don't know. It's hard. Like, why is that? Why is it that a man could be friends with somebody who his girl cheated on him with, but a woman can't? It's like this one podcaster, his fiance cheated on him, and then he just like became friends with the guy in a bar. He ran into him and they just had the best time, he says, like talking and laughing. And I'm like, women, like, what is that? Like, why is it that if you sleep with my fiance, I can't be like breaking bread, you know, drinking Cosmos with you, getting our nails did together? Like, it is pretty funny. Just the difference. So then, anyways, let's see. Izzy keeps trying with Micah, and then Micah straight up looks to Kaz and's like, "Yeah, I want to talk to you." She lets Izzy down right in front of Kaz. It was stone cold. But Izzy still didn't stop. Why? Because he wants a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman. The way how this man is not gonna be, I don't think he's gonna be cast on anything after this. He just looked like a clown, and he wasn't entertaining enough to like be embarrassing himself to that degree. There was no range with him. He just looked stupid. So it's like, as a casting director, like, you're just gonna feel bad for him, and you're like, I don't want to embarrass this man any further. He's a joke. Like, what's gonna happen to Izzy's cameo appearances after this? Why the hell would you want a cameo from Izzy when you see how thirsty and pathetic and insecure he was on Perfect Match 2? So Steven, Xanthi, Micah, and Kaz, they switch partners. It was a genius idea. Dominique dumps Brighton for Chris. And then we have the kissing challenge. They did this in season one, apparently, and it was like, every show needs a kissing challenge. I was so entertained, and I don't know what Micah was doing. I think Micah was like too into it from what I remember. And it was so easy to tell who is who when you think about the size of Tolu's lips and how they just like spread across her face. I would have known it was Tolu. And then I feel like Harry is so freaking tall. I would have figured out it's Harry. But it was just so fun. It was a lot of fun to see. And then we see that Brighton and Izzy, they leave the house. Even though Brighton came into the house talking in the third person, super confident, he leaves. He's out of there. He's gone. So I'm gonna get into episode three. I initially actually planned to do a podcast episode for each episode, but I barely had notes for episode two, and I have a lot for episode three. So I'm gonna jump into episode three. All right, y'all. So Steven goes on a date with Alara. I love Alara so much. Oh my goodness. For her to have the great personality that she has, that's not a simple feat. To come across as really likable on reality TV is not easy to do because viewers love to tear down reality stars and pick them apart. And she is so likable. I'm sure she has haters because some people are just bitter and salty, but I've heard different people saying that they like her. And I love Alara. Like, what a ray of sunshine. She's just the best. I understand why Steven likes her. And her accent is crazy thick. So, Alara's accent and Kaz's accent are incredibly thick. There is, like, I wonder where they are from. Yeah, you live in London, but it don't matter. Like, what part of London, and does, like, the southeast, southwest, north, south, do they have certain accents? Because I know in the UK there's a wide range of accents, but Alara and Kaz, like, my God, you almost need captions. But I love the thickness of Alara's accent. I'm not in love with the thickness of Kaz's accent, though, because it's like almost too thick. But regardless, I just love Alara's vibe. And Stefan, like, I love how much he went for her. It was so adorable. And that is how you are supposed to behave when you want someone. Just show them what they could get if they would be with you. Don't be Izzy. Don't, you know, you're flirting should not be how are you. It shouldn't be like insecurity. Just show them like what they'll get if they stay with you. And then just keep it moving. Have them come to you. Have them reciprocate. So Harry goes on a date with Jessica from Love is Blind. And I have to say, why was the camera on Jessica's ass when she was walking towards Harry from the back? They did this to Tiffany in Love is Blind. They had the camera basically placed on her, like, they had the camera basically placed in her bum hole, on her butt cheeks, like when she was making out with Brett in the bed and, like, one of the, when they went to the resort or whatever. And y'all, if you watch the show, you know what I'm talking about. They had the camera zoom in on Tiffany's ass and people were upset about it. And then they had the camera zoom in or focus on Jessica's ass. Now, Jessica's ass looked good. It looked nice. It looked round. It looked plump. It looked like her ass was assing, okay? It did what it had to do. It did not look like it was rock hard on some BBL shit. It looked like the bitch, she does her squats. It looked like she does her squats. She does her lunges. I appreciate it. And how come Jessica didn't talk about her ass, but Micah did? That's what I want to know as a viewer. But yeah, Jessica appears and Harry did get tongue-tied. Harry literally, you see him just like, oh shit. I didn't know they was gonna bring me this bitch. So Jess tells Harry that she's a mother, and the way how this that turn on turn Harry on, Jimmy should have felt the same way. But Jimmy's immature ass from Love is Blind, he found out that Jess is a mother and he was like so taken aback. Like, wow, you had sex and it resulted in a child. Like, Jimmy was so gross and put off by Jessica being a mom. I think it was a huge factor in why he didn't choose her. And here comes Harry, who's younger than Jimmy on Love is Blind and is actually turned on by the fact that Jessica is a mom and has that responsibility and has that maternal side and nurturing side and loving side. And I'm like, that's how everybody should react. Jimmy, like, really upset me and offended me by how he reacted to Jessica telling him that he's a mom. And Harry was like, that was sexy to Harry, and I love that. So Chris tries to talk to Dominique about her being bisexual. Dominique is not having it and says that she's monogamous. And that's cute. That's fine. That's great. But I also believe that Dominique said that. Dominique told Chris that she's bisexual to, like, make herself seem sexy because she has to know how much that turns men on to hear that, but yet it was a problem for him to ask her about it. Again, she needs to pick a side. And I think that Chris was curious. I don't think he was like, ooh, let's do threesomes, because they were not a couple. They were so brand new, and I don't think he was trying to find that out. I think she just took him asking a genuine question that anyone would ask, and she made it a problem. So Dom lets Tolu know that he isn't feeling her and she's very hurt. And Tolu tells Elise that Harry said that he's just friends with Elise. Excuse me, because when Jess got back to the house after a date, she was very happy to say that Harry said he's just friends with Elise. Don't you love it when somebody tells you something that's really hurtful that you should have been told, like, directly one-on-one? So then Elise says that she'd like to have a chat with Harry, and then Harry says he's gonna go get a drink first. Like, Harry is not confrontational at all, and I think he's wasting his height. How you gonna be 6'5" and not be confrontational? Like, I'm sorry. If you're 6'5", everybody's afraid of you. Be confrontational, bitch. Like, he didn't want to talk to Elise, but then when he spoke to Elise, we're gonna get into it. So then I typed out the conversation that Harry and Elise have. Here goes it. And I wish I was gonna give you an accent for Harry, but I'm not gonna do that. It's gonna take too much work. So Harry says, quote, "I've been genuinely respectful of you and your boundaries. I haven't been trying to sleep with you. I've been respectful of when you're ready to make that decision." I paraphrase that a little bit. And Elise goes, "Thank fuck I didn't make that decision is how I feel right now. This is exactly why I didn't make that decision." Harry goes, "You don't need to be sassy. We can talk about it. I haven't made a decision, but how you're talking to me is making me go, okay, is this how you deal with conflict? I feel like me and you haven't progressed in any way, shape, or form. And for me, I don't want to sit and wait for that. I'm laughing because a woman expressing themselves to Harry is always a problem. Always. He says, you don't need to be sassy. She wasn't being sassy. And just like he told Jess, you're being hostile right now. Like, Harry, this ties into what I just said about the man not being confrontational. He makes you upset, but then you're the problem if you get upset. Back to this conversation. Elise says, this is exactly why I didn't completely let my guard down with you. Harry says, what do you want me to do then? Because I don't want to argue with you. I think you're an amazing person, and I really respect you, and I really enjoy being your friend. I think you're really special. I do. I really do. End of story. But I think Jessica is amazing. She told me a lot of things that I was kind of looking for in a partner, and I think it would be a disservice to me for me to lead you on. Okay. What everybody wants to hear is how amazing the person that you're getting dumped for is. Ouch. So then Harry goes, I think it would be great for you to talk to someone new. Again, the last thing you want to hear when you're getting dumped is go fuck somebody else. So then Elise says, if you cared about me, you wouldn't want me to date your friend. And Harry goes, can I give you a hug? And Elise goes, no, I still don't understand what is happening. What do you mean, cheers? I'm literally going to leave and you find this funny. Harry goes, if you love someone, let them go. And then he starts laughing. Ouch, ouch. Ouch. Oh, so rude. Oh, woo, woo. So then Elise goes, I'm not fucking in love with you, Harry. And Harry goes, well, then, exactly. Well, then, let's wrap it up. Harry gets up. He's smiling from ear to ear and he walks off. The way how this man treated this woman, I would love for it to curse him with bad sex for 7 years, like they were talking about on this goddamn season of Perfect Match 2. I also would love for this conversation to cause the man to be single for at least the next 3 years and to only have sex like one time for the next 5 years. Like, F out of here. That timing didn't make sense, but you get it. I mean, you're dumping someone and you're rude and nasty and laughing at them. Again, the man is great TV, but nobody should date this man. Okay, so then Elise starts, she walks off, she starts crying, she doesn't want to be filmed. And then Stefan says, you making another girl cry doesn't look good for you. And Harry says, well, I'm not here for friends. He's like, I'm here to get my dick sucked by Jessica. So that's all that matters. So then Harry gives Jessica his watch. And he says that he's going to mark her. Alara turns Dom down. Thank you, Alara. Team Alara all day. Dom came in and he felt that because he's talking about Harry Potter to a grown-ass woman, that that is going to get him to steal her or to leave her man for him. But, you know, talking about Harry Potter has nothing to do with the actual romantic relationship. So I love Alara to death for not falling for Dom when she had Steven in the palm of her hand. Mad respect. Dom is corny. He's a nerd. He sucks. F out of here. So Tolu says, as soon as they told the men they have the power, their dicks got so hard. Like, okay, so I said, you know, Tolu isn't my type. However, Tolu has one of the best personalities I've ever seen on reality TV. She is flawlessly, effortlessly, consistently funny, and she seems fun. I want to be her friend. I like her as a friend. She seems like a girl's girl. She seems really sweet. She wears her heart on her sleeve a little too much, but she is so fucking funny. So I hope whoever is watching this show cast Tolu on more projects because she is entertaining and I love her vibe. She's a cutie. Her vibe definitely makes her very attractive, honestly. She's fun. Next, we got episode 4. Is we gonna do this? It's 8:45 p.m. Let me see if I can make it through. Let me see. I have a medium amount of notes for episode 4. Episode 5, I don't have. Episode 5 and 6, I don't have much notes for. Episode 7, 8, and 9 are kind of medium. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful I'm gonna get it all done. So let's see. I will determine how many episodes. I know I should make this 3, 4, 5, and 6. Or 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. But we'll see. All right, it's time for episode 4. Chris dumps Dominique in front of Xanthi. Why did he do that? He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to make it a group effort or shaming or embarrassment. Like that, it was unnecessary for him to be like, basically, I'm not gonna be with you, Dominique, and Xanthi, you about to go. Like, that was a bit much. So Dom talks to Alara. Alara kept saying that Dom is her type. So I guess I had the episodes a little mixed up in my notes because now I see that this is where they nerd out on Harry Potter. And Dom was only staying with Tolu so he could get to Alara. F him. And he thinks that he has this in the bag because of Harry Potter. I hope it was editing. Dom is corny. He's a nerd. He's a joke. Like, again, a grown woman wants a man who could talk about something else besides Harry Potter. Like, what are you going to do for me? How is this relationship going to be for me? Dom sucks, bro. I'm sorry. I didn't watch him on the, Perfect Match season 1. I'm not interested, but from what I saw, he needs to get the fuck up out of there. So then Steven and Alara, they start making out. After it's like Alara had to talk to Dom and it made her wet for her actual match. It was like, ugh. And I love it. I do. The woman has good taste. So Kaz is surprised and Kaz like has his mouth open like he's a girl. It was pretty funny. So then Dom matches with Tolu only because Alara and Steven were tugging each other down. And Tolu actually thinks that Dom likes her. Tolu, like, she's naive. She can't figure it out. I hope that she's better today and can detect who likes her and who is clout chasing because I don't know how she didn't see it. But I also understand when you like someone, you could be really stupid. So I'll give her some grace. So then Harry asks Jess if the girls in the house are accepting of her. This was Harry's sexiest moment thus far in my eyes on this show. How many men, seriously, think about it. How many men in this position would ask, are the other girls in the house accepting of you? That is like as selfless as it gets, and most or a lot, I will say. A lot of men, their brain doesn't even go there to think of that very basic question, like, are the women being nice or bitches? Because they're expecting, a lot of other men are expecting the woman to tell them what's going on. And he asked Jess directly, like, how are they treating my girl? And I was like, damn it, Harry, that was good. So he gets points for me on that one. So then Harry says, I couldn't find a flaw with her if I tried. He's talking about Jessica. And Harry sees that Elise is still in the house the next day and he is upset. And I love that for Elise. I love that Elise and Chris, they matched. I mean, you have to. Elise is the one who got Chris's ass in the house. Of course, Chris had to match with her. So then Elise said, I don't care. She's talking about Harry. I don't care if he's 6'5". I would literally fight him. Elise, bitch, you looking crazy, not over Harry. I like to me, someone like Kaz is worth saying that for, and that's only because of his looks. Like, I don't really know what else he's bringing to the table, honestly, but like, you shouldn't be saying this about Harry and like a well-known, well-documented fuckboy. Like, You shouldn't want to fight Harry. You should be happy that Harry didn't waste your time like he did with all the other hoes. So then we have the truth game. This game was legit. So my questions about the truth game are, Harry's saying that one time this girl told me not to sleep with this other girl. I did, and that girl posted a photo of my bed. So she went and keyed my car, but we didn't break up. We got back together. Like, Harry's good in bed, y'all. Period. Like, first of all, a lot of women are horny for a tall man, and he's 6'5", and unfortunately, a lot of women are dumb enough to like buy into being with somebody because they're tall. So we got to start there. Like, if Harry was 5'5", it would be a different story, right? Secondly, he obviously has good dick. Like, how many examples do we need? Third, he likes it toxic. And I think like that's good because Carrie is toxic. I think he needs a toxic ass hoe to match his energy. So I don't, him going out with the girl who keyed his car and stuff, like that, I think that's good for Harry, honestly. Like, I don't feel bad for him. She told him, don't sleep with this person. He still did. Like, good. So then Jessica got engaged to someone because they were wealthy, and Jessica says, excuse me, quote, I would never marry someone who wasn't wealthy. Why would I marry someone who couldn't give me more than I already give myself? I love this for Jessica. More women should think like this. This does not make you a gold digger. Like, the root of what she's saying is bring something to the table that I'm not bringing myself, because I can't really justify dating down. And I can't justify being with somebody on my level. Elevate me. Upgrade me. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what she wants. And if she could get it, go get it. She's obviously invested into plastic surgery. She obviously hits the gym. Go ahead and get your money's worth out of those surgeries and those workouts. I don't mind it at all. And I think that anybody who hates on Jessica or a woman who has the same opinion is jealous. I'm sorry. I just think it's jealousy that person cannot say the same, and that person cannot pull the same men that that woman could pull. Moving right along. What is on Harry's OnlyFans? I'm not going to subscribe. I don't find him attractive enough to subscribe, but why did he make 100K in one day on OnlyFans? Besides him being famous, what is he doing on OnlyFans? I don't know. I need to do my Googles to find out. I did not do my Googles when I was doing this episode and the notes. I need to find out what he's doing on OnlyFans. Because I know that Kylie Jenner's ex, Tyga, apparently he out here really doing true porn on OnlyFans with his monster penis, apparently. Like, I'm interested. Next, I have, what pop star did Stevan hook up with? So online, people think it's Demi Lovato or Ariana Grande, but they lean to Demi Lovato. I would say Demi Lovato. I don't know what people Stevan has worked with. That apparently he follows Demi or some bullshit. I don't know. I think it's Demi Lovato because Demi Lovato struggled with her sobriety, and I think she probably was doing God knows what when she was really in the throes of her addiction. So I would say Demi Lovato. And Harry, as I mentioned earlier, he had sex with somebody's partner in Australia for $40,000. I guess I don't see why he's worth a $40,000 lay, but if you have $40,000 to pay someone for sleeping with your partner, you probably are just trying to like spend as much money as you can because you like wasting it because you have too much of it, so. Episode 5. We got Tolu has a gym date with Jake from Ultimatum. I liked Jake on the Ultimatum. I did not enjoy him on Perfect Match 2 because he kept telling us that his DMs are full. Well, then be with somebody then if they're full, you know? And I think he's just like, you know, very picky. And I didn't find him attractive like I did on the Ultimatum. I felt bad for him because he didn't like Tolu, but he was brought on the show and he had to like pretend. I'm like so glad it worked out for Tolu because she was striking out. And Elise, she has an ice bath with Justin. Justin is easy on the eyes. In hindsight, Justin's not bringing much to the table personality-wise. It's rough. It's rough. He's nice. He's a lot nicer than you would think somebody who looks like him is, but personality-wise, it's not giving. So Steven, like I said, Kaz asked him to show everybody his three favorite positions, and the way how he tossed Alara like around, shoved her back down and pulled him to her crotch. I was turned on. And then we got on top of her on the bed. I was turned on because it's like Steven comes across as like thin slash maybe scrawny, but he knows how to toss you around, ragdoll you. I said, okay. I've seen it all. I've seen enough. I know why Lara ain't going nowhere. And then what was so funny, he goes, show them that trick that you do. Wanted Lara to show the group a sex trick. That was so funny. So then Chris gives Tolu a lap dance. And I did not know that Chris had an ass on him until the lap dance. And I enjoyed the lap dance, and I wish it that like they showed us more footage. That was good. I know why he was, employed. Like the way how he put it, had his ass up. And Jake being so mad is so funny. I love it. And then he told Tolu to kiss him, and I love that Jacob was like, if they're so good together, why didn't they match? Our thoughts exactly. But he wasn't in the hot. Well. He was in the house, so I agree. Well, actually, no. The reason why they didn't match is because Dom was spending all of her, like, was putting in so much effort to play Tolu, but that was so disrespectful to Jake. But Jake didn't like Tolu at all. I think Jake likes a baddie to the point where, like, he just, I listened to his interview about his girl, and there was a lot of drama, and I think he was dumb for staying with her because he just wanted a baddie, like a lot of idiots. So then. Traditional baddie, as in not bald-headed baddie, right? So Dom tries to match with Alara. Dom is pissed because Alara isn't trying to be with him. So then Dom says, quote, if everyone is so genuine, why are you here then? He says that about Harry. Like, this is backstabbing 101. Dom and Harry are tight. He was just pissed off that Alara didn't want to smash and that the other girls are not interested in him, so he's there trying to bring Harry down, and Harry cries because Dom said that about his intentions, and Dom and Jake leave the house, and Jake mentions his DMs are full again. So Harry crying really affects Jess. Jess is really stupid. The way how Jess is just like folding and bending for Harry. I wouldn't expect it because she's like, you're gonna need your EpiPen. And she's so conceited. And you just would never expect her to be like such a doormat. Like, she has a lot of talk and a big bark, but she is a doormat. So, episode six, Harry and Jess, they talk it out. Harry cries, Jessica cries. Again, Jessica's pathetic. And Jess says that she never doubted Harry and she asks Harry, if he could be bad at something, she goes, can you be bad at something, please? Like, that's the ultimate compliment, and it's way too much for a fuck boy like Harry. You don't need to like gas up a fuck boy to that degree. So Chris is like incredibly stupid about twins. When twins are a boy and a girl, they can't be identical. Like, I don't need, like, come on now. Come on. A boy and a girl cannot be identical. Like, you kind of sort of need to be the same gender to be identical. Like, okay. Like, did he go to school? Like, so then Chris and Kaz are set up on dates. Chris has a date with Melinda, a woman who hosted a show, Netflix show that he was on. And Kaz has a date with Holly, and Holly walks in with Kaz. Harry said that he smashed Holly, and Steven cream pied Holly. So I like Holly. Like, she out here. She really out here as a hoe. She didn't talk to Harry after he
had sex with her. I don't know. Maybe he's not so good in bed. So then Chris chooses Tolu and Micah calls Kaz a liar. Like, you can't date someone who looks like Kaz and be calling them a liar. Like, you gotta just go with it. Go with whatever bullshit he's bringing to the table. So the couples remain together. They do not split up. All right. Now let me get to episode 7, 8, 9 before this finale this Friday. Okay, bye.